Hey everyone, Santa Cruz here, your friendly neighborhood guide to surviving and thriving in this crazy thing called life, especially when depression or trauma throws a wrench into the works. And trust me, we've all been there. Life can feel like navigating a minefield sometimes, right? But guess what? You don't have to go through it alone. This podcast is your safe space, your virtual coffee date where we dish out real talk about mental health and healing. Today's topic? Navigating the complexity of mental health and trauma recovery, because it's not a straight line, folks, it's more like a winding path with unexpected detours. Ever felt like you were just putting on a brave face while your insides were screaming for help? You know that feeling when you're surrounded by people, but still feel utterly alone? That's the reality for many of us dealing with mental health challenges and past trauma. But here's the thing, understanding the complexities is the first step to actually healing. It's not about being fixed or pretending everything is fine, it's about acknowledging the journey, embracing the ups and downs, and finding those little glimmers of hope along the way. So let's break down some key takeaways that can help you navigate this winding path. First, remember that healing isn't linear. It's not a straight shot to happiness, it's more like a roller coaster with its ups and downs. There will be days when you feel on top of the world, and there will be days when you just want to crawl back into bed. That's totally normal. Think of it like learning a new dance move. You stumble, you get back up, you keep practicing until you finally nail it. Second, seek support. Seriously, don't go it alone. Talk to friends, family, or even a therapist. Sharing your struggles can be incredibly liberating and helps you realize that you're not the only one going through this. It's like having your own cheer squad rooting for you every step of the way. Think of it like needing a helping hand when carrying groceries sometimes. We all need a little assistance to carry our burdens. Third, be kind to yourself. Seriously, cut yourself some slack. Recovery takes time and there will be setbacks along the way. Don't beat yourself up for having tough days or making mistakes. It's about progress, not perfection. Think of it like training for a marathon. You wouldn't expect to run 26 miles on your first day, right? You start with small steps and gradually build up your endurance. Fourth, celebrate your wins, no matter how small they seem. Did you manage to get out of bed today? That's a win. Did you eat a healthy meal? High five. These little victories add up over time and remind you that you're making progress. Think of it like collecting trophies. Every achievement, big or small, is a testament to your strength and resilience. And finally, remember that you are worthy of love, happiness, and healing. Don't ever let anyone tell you otherwise. You deserve to feel good, and there are people who care about you and want to support you on this journey. Think about it. Imagine a friend going through something difficult. What would you say to them? You'd probably encourage them, remind them of their strength, and offer your unwavering support. Now extend that same kindness and compassion to yourself. You are not alone in this. Let me share a real-world example that resonates with so many of us. Imagine Sarah, a single mom juggling work, bills, and raising two kids. She's constantly feeling overwhelmed, exhausted, and like she's barely keeping her head above water. She's struggling with anxiety and flashbacks to a difficult childhood experience. You know how common that can feel, right? It's not easy being Sarah or any of us who are navigating these complex emotions. Sarah could easily get lost in the cycle of feeling overwhelmed and hopeless. But what if she took those key takeaways we just discussed to heart? What if she reached out to a friend for support, scheduled some me time to recharge, and acknowledged her own strength and resilience? Just by taking small steps towards self-care and seeking help, Sarah can start to shift her perspective and create positive change in her life. So, remember, navigating the complexities of mental health and trauma recovery is a journey, not a destination. Be patient with yourself, celebrate your wins, and never stop believing in your ability to heal and thrive. Ready to take action? Share this episode with someone who might benefit from hearing these words. Leave a review on your podcast app. It really helps others find the support they need. And join our community online. Let's keep the conversation going. Until next time, remember you are not alone and there is hope.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.